nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks, and of course our half-hour show on our flagship station, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, and streaming online at co-opradio.org. Yes, we are on the air, and we're also on Twitter at CLiving Radio. You can follow us there. We got about 254 followers right now. If you want to follow us, go right ahead. And we got lots of things to talk about today, and joining me right now is Michael Rubin. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing rather well.
That's good.
Exciting times. As you, everybody knows about the documentary with the Fibro Wellspring.
Okay.
Out in Langley, I received an email back from Canon Canada, camera people,
right,
and about a sponsorship with them for the cameras and lenses that we will need to actually shoot the documentary in May.
And now, so, this coming May is, what's this documentary for?
The documentary is called Just One More Step.
Yep.
And it is about the fibromyalgia, Wellspring, and Cheryl Young walking to Banff. For awareness for hidden disabilities.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that yesterday. If in case you missed out on it, it's on our Dropbox. It's also on our CITR website as well, because we also partnered with CITR for the full hour show, 101.9 FM. So
yep.
We do that show from 9 to 10 o'clock in the mornings, Thursday mornings. So check us out for the full hour show that we do. Of course, we're all part of the NCRA radio networks that we do. So,
yeah. So, just a quick update for those of you who listen to both shows.
Mm-hmm.
I did get an update about the Fibromyalgia Wellspring thrift store in Langley that was broken into.
Yes.
While there was some cash stolen, it was only the float. So it wasn't anything like they didn't get any major amounts of cash or anything like that.
Right.
And the store was able to open on time that day anyhow.
Well, that's good to know.
So there wasn't enough damage to keep them shut down for any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
So
good to know.
Yeah. I'm sure the universe is very grateful to hear that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, what do we have for today?
Well, I've got one, maybe two articles, I'm not sure, but depending on how much time do we have left. One of the picked up on YouTube is called the Down Syndrome's Documentary, The Ups and Downs of Charity Northampton Sphere. This is a documentary focusing on registered clarity ups and downs of ETH's Northampton Sphere.
Hamptonshire.
Thank you,
yes.
Michael. Looking at life as parents to children with Down syndrome conditions and support fund and educational activities ran by charity, which all rely on conditions of the public. So we're just going to hear about 7 more minutes and tune and maybe go for another clip. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm Tom.
I'm Adele, and we're from Ups and Downs, which is our charity based in Northamptonshire, and we support children and families affected by Down syndrome.
Ups and Downs began because a number of families who had children with Down syndrome got together and found support in each other.
So there were like 4 boys all born within a year of each other, and we asked one of the service coordinators at the time to put us in touch with people who also were affected by Down syndrome in the area, And we just used to get together for coffee every week and bring the children together, which at that early time when you're trying to come to terms with things is always a massive support.
So for us, Freddie was a surprise. We weren't expecting Freddie to have Down syndrome, and we didn't know much about Down syndrome until after we left the delivery room 8 years ago. And we were young and it was a surprise, and so it was unexpected and it was a shock.
Yeah, you know, he was our first baby, we were 28. It wasn't ever it crossed my mind that we would have a child with Down syndrome. And then as soon as he arrived, I said to the midwife, "Oh, I think he looks like he might have Down syndrome." And I don't even know why. I thought, I don't know whether I really thought it, but obviously there was something there. And initially, I think I literally heard my world crash around me. And my it seems ridiculous now, but my thought was, there's going to be nobody that wants to marry him, which seems completely ridiculous now looking back. But then we threw ourselves completely into what is Down syndrome, what does it mean. The experience at the hospital that we had was a bit of a mixed bag. There was some very old-fashioned information that was given to us, which is one of the things that we've since addressed and has changed. But, you know, it was life-changing. That moment was life-changing, wasn't it? And the group and the other mums and families and the other children that we've met are a constant hope and support. And we can see what can be achieved, even for somebody like Freddie, who had health problems as well, didn't he? Ups and Downs supports 25 plus families in the area, and we provide activities, now a growing range of services, and support siblings and families and education, and the group is constantly growing. Ups and Downs hires out the Wacky Warehouse once a month in Rushden, so all the families and the children get together there. We have sole use of the soft play so that our children can gain confidence and increase their gross motor ability in an environment which is safe and secure for them. Another really important activity that we provide for our children is sing and sign, and we've been lucky enough to find the lovely Amanda that's been with our charity from the beginning and does weekly sessions of singing and signing.
Yeah, she's now worked with lots of different children and families, and it's just a really fun and enjoyable way for children to start to learn to sign, to communicate, and put that alongside song and music, and it's just made such a difference to the speech of many children within our group.
Another massively important service that we've been able to provide this year, and it was new this year, is the speech and language programme for the children in our group. Speech is a huge issue for children with Down syndrome, and in a local authority where services are constantly being cut, we've been very fortunate to be able to find a specialist, Caroline Hattie, who has a specialism to work with children specifically with Down syndrome.
As the age range of the children increases, we will still need speech and language therapy, because it's important that even though you may have a 10, 11-year-old, 12-year-old child, they still need help with their communication and social communication, how to interact with other people regularly to help them reach their communicative potential even into adulthood.
The cost of specialist speech and language is not cheap, and the group's been able to fund this year the project at a cost of around £12,000. Clearly that's a huge amount for a small charity to bear, and we're reliant on our fundraising efforts solely in order to provide this.
Another really great activity that Ups and Downs is able to provide for its children is swimming. We started group sessions, but we've been lucky enough to be able to provide one-to-one swim sessions for those children that can and want to access it, which is hugely important for gross motor development, muscle tone, and also from a fitness point of view, it's really important that our kids keep active.
One of the other great things about swimming is it can be a real leveller. So for some of our children with Down syndrome, it's actually one of those activities where they're on a par or perhaps even more advanced than their siblings. Another key service that we provide now is training for supporting schools, and again, with no funding available in the local authority, it's really important that we're able to do this. In the last 3 years, we've trained now almost 100 school staff And we've got specialist occupational therapy workers in our schools advising teachers and working with our children. And this type of specialist support that our children are getting is just not found without the work of our group. So again, it's just something that we must try and continue in the future. The cost of providing this support to schools over the last 3 years has exceeded £10,000.
I think the challenges for the future of our charity is definitely to ensure that we have plenty of funds in the pot to be able to sustain the activities that we're currently funding, and also to be able to source new activities as the children get older.
Well, I wouldn't be where I am today without them, because they've pointed me in the right direction.
They do so much, and I don't know whether they know how much they actually do for the children and for the families.
And we've been coming to ups and downs since Shannon was born. When we got out of the hospital, we were given all the information of the charity. We rang them straight away. Karen came and visited within a couple of days, and we started taking her to the Wacky Warehouse. I think she was about 2 weeks old.
They were there from the get-go, weren't they?
Yeah, great. Who's your friend? Who's your friend?
Oliver.
Oliver?
Oliver. Oliver.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Shannon.
Shannon.
Who else?
Ollie. And Taylor.
The fundraising that we do is so important to keep ups and downs alive, and to keep alive all the work that we're doing in the community and support the schools and to support the families.
Jacob, big dad. Thank you, with our dad.
Thank you, upside down.
What do you like best about ups and downs?
Best in the world.
Best in the world.
Best in the world?
Yeah. So that was the ups and downs facility that is happening there in the United Kingdom. I'm going to play you another one on similar to that type, only it's in the Canadian version of it. This is the voices at the table of for advocacy, or known as VATTA, part of the Canadian Down Syndrome. So you want to listen to that, Michael?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it.
All right, here we go.
In a photo studio in Toronto, Janet Charchuk is getting ready for her close-up.
Definitely.
As a member of Voices at the Table for Advocacy, better known as VATA, she's had her photo taken before, but this time is special. A group portrait is being taken to mark a milestone in the group's history, their 10th anniversary. A moment captured in time to remind them of their success advocating for people with Down syndrome. Success no one could have imagined when the group formed a decade ago.
Title picture, The Possibility.
VATA is the steering committee for the Canadian Down Syndrome Society. Executive Director Kirk Crowther co-founded the group in 2005.
CDSS really felt the need that it was important that self-advocates make changes in communities across Canada, that these self-advocates could talk to new parents, young families, families with older children, professionals, educators, about what it is like to live with Down syndrome.
10 enthusiastic adults with Down syndrome were selected from across the country.
My ability is that I'm able to speak up for people who cannot speak up for themselves.
People that have Down syndrome, that they need to know that they have no limitations, and it doesn't matter if they have Down syndrome or not.
I love to witness, and I love to draw, I love to go shopping, I like to hang out with my boyfriend, family, friends.
I joined VATA because I wanted to do some good for my community, and I wanted to be a public speaker.
I am the chair of VATA. It means that if somewhere I can use my voice,
to see a bigger picture and help others with disabilities see their ability.
Little did they know that when they signed up, they would be helping to create an innovative advocacy model that inspires other groups to follow suit in other countries. Nor would they know that the project, which was originally slated for 18 months, would continue for a decade with no signs of ending.
One of the unique aspects, certainly of the VADA committee, is they're all individuals with Down syndrome from different communities across Canada. So they've certainly had different life experiences. All of them, they're able to share those life experiences and create a direction for our organization in regards to the best way to support adults with Down syndrome.
I travel to Kitchener, Winnipeg, Calgary, Toronto, Saskatchewan. I love to travel.
The benefit of having the VADA committee at the Canadian Down Syndrome Society is it does give the opportunity for individuals with Down syndrome to be leaders in their community, to get people to see how that's having someone with Down syndrome as a friend, as a co-worker, will benefit everyone in that class, everyone in that workplace.
Everyone has their challenges and their own abilities too, and I'd like to help them with that.
VADA's mantra is see the ability, and it's the members' personification of ability that makes a tremendous impact on changing perceptions.
I think my ability is to make a difference.
Mes forces sont le plus drôle.
I paint. I take art classes.
My ability is that I'm a bright kid.
My ability is easy to talk to people.
I think my ability is acting, gift of performing, because I love to perform.
Andreas Prinz has been a member of VADA since the group started. Advocacy is one of his many passions. But the one that seems to quiet critics of people with Down syndrome the most is his ability as an actor.
Hey, hello, Kevin Smith. How are you doing, my friend? I've been growing here. It helps me to conquer my fear, because when I'm here, I have no fear, no anxiety.
He's an extremely expressive person. He's quite articulate.
Okay, Kevin, I love you too. I think what I hope for in my life is to put my play on. It's a story about a little boy who's going through lots of difficult times, but at the end, he sees light at the end of the tunnel. This is me. The stud man.
Andres is a wonderfully kind, good guy, but he's a human being, and he has love and anger, all the stuff that we deal with.
I'm like you. I'm a human being with feelings. I have Down syndrome, and I'm glad to be Down syndrome.
The steering committee is required to meet with the Canadian Down Syndrome Society Board at least 3 times a year to present their advocacy efforts.
I had a fundraiser. We received $818.
Bragging is welcomed here. After all, the more they accomplish, the more communities can see and understand the contributions people with Down syndrome can make. Support, education, and employment are just some of the issues the group has tackled, and they regularly demonstrate their ability in these fields.
One, two, three, better!
Like Brandon Thielen. Unable to find suitable employment when he graduated from college, he decided to carve his own path and start his own business. And like any business owner, he takes a break from the meeting to meet with a potential customer and show his ability as an entrepreneur.
My ability is my business scanning. It's called Solo Scroller. I take photo albums and slides, and I scan pictures, put them onto memory sticks and DVDs. I love being my own boss, and I also take old home videos and put them onto DVD as well. I looked at other possibilities of jobs that was with computers, but there wasn't. So then I decided to start my own business. People who have Down syndrome is that we are unique, and we are just like people like you. And I'm proud of who I am now.
we are not perfect. We all make mistakes. And it's okay to make mistakes because we can learn from them.
Nothing I cannot do. I do anything that I put my mind to.
I want them to see the person I really am and not my disability.
I wanted to educate people and let them know that people with Down syndrome are people first and that they need to be treated as equal in the eyes of employers and in the eyes of society and in the community.
Relatively new VADA member Jessie Huggett is missing the meeting because her dance troupe Propeller is in the final days of rehearsal for a large performance. She's shown her ability to perform on many stages, but the one performance that matters to her the most is the one called Life.
I love dancing and I love, you know, doing a solo, which I'm working on, and it's just, it's really fun. I really enjoy it. We're actually gearing up for a May show. This piece is called Deliverables, so it's about the workforce.
I've known Jessie a long time, and she's fabulous. Very expressive, has a huge heart, really gives a lot to the audience. In the children's program, we have a couple of little gals with Down syndrome, and some of them have come up to me and said, you know, when I get older, I want to be a dance assistant just like Jessie. I think it gives the families hope, too, when they see Jessie as a role model.
Advocating and speaking up is really important because it gives us a chance to really be out in the world and say, okay, this is who I am and this is what I want to be, and no one can tear me down.
With the meeting coming to a close, the members spend the afternoon drafting their recommendations on new issues for the board. As a group, they can proudly say they've raised the profile of the ability of people with Down syndrome. They've showcased their ability both locally and globally.
I've been across Canada and I talked to a bunch of lawyers about the rights of people with disabilities. And the UN, I got to meet the Canadian ambassador.
I volunteer at the St. Michael's Extended Care. They've never worked with someone that has Down syndrome, but get to know a little bit more about it.
Brandon, can you move in this side?
It's amazing that the VADA members can go into a medical school and do a presentation, and that may be the only training they get specific to Down syndrome. And that impact cannot be understated. The work we do is important, and the work we do is changing lives. And that's what it's all about.
Being a VADA, it helped me in so many ways, you know, to stand up what you believe in, to have a voice and an opinion.
Maybe one day I'll be able to see a person of the VADA, but I'm not there yet.
I know that I can do stuff out there and make them proud.
Il a une grande sensibilité. Avoir rien de négatif, il faut toujours voir le positif.
When this committee was formed 10 years ago, no one could have imagined the success Voices at the Table for Advocacy would achieve. But if the past is any indication of the future, one can only picture the possibilities of the impact VADA will have over the next 10 years.
And that's Picture the Possibilities on YouTube. And you can check out the all sorts of stuff on YouTube, including the program Canadian Down Syndrome. And for more information, you can also visit them on website at www.cdss.ca, or the VADA version, www.cdss.ca/VADA. So there you go. And of course, you're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCA Radio Networks and, of course, our half-hour flagship station, Co-op Radio. What did you think of all of those?
Just proves one thing, and that's one of the things that we preach. There are no disabilities, only different abilities.
Exactly. No? Carrie's out in front. We just want to say hello to her.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Anyways, yeah, so that's all the picture of possibilities. And, of course, the ups and downs charities, both Canadian and the British version. What do you think the British part of it, the UK version?
I think both organizations are doing great work in in causing an awareness. And they both proved that we need not worry about funds, just get the message going.
Mm. Just to make a program note, I just received an email just a while back asking me about it's probably one of my friends over in Australia. They're asking me about when to listen to our show. Okay. Of course, when to listen to our show. If you're listening to us in Adelaide, you probably would have started around 8:30 till 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Right.
So that's when the time we'll be listening to our, you know, our live show version of it. If you're listening to us in Brisbane, it will be around 8 o'clock to 8:30 in the morning. Or in Darwin from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Perth from 6 to 6:30 in the morning. And in Sydney from 9 o'clock to 9:30 in the morning. So yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Close to around, Adelaide's 18 hours and 30 minutes ahead of us. Sydney's tomorrow 19 hours ahead of us. So
yeah.
There's a figure there. So, and of course, our email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. And of course, our Twitter at C Living Radio. That's all the time we have for our show.
Yeah.
Half an hour come and go.
It comes rather quickly.
Yes. Yeah,
so. And for those friends of ours that are listening live here in Vancouver on Co-op Radio, we have the A-Train coming up.
That's our local program. So.
That's a local program. So stay tuned for the local program wherever you are and click on the next show.
Yes.
If you're listening via podcast.
Yeah. And of course, NCRA website, ncra.ca.
Yes.
Anyways, we'll be back again next week. See you again, everybody.
See ya.
On high to a nest she must go. Autumn leaves fall from off the trees before the winter snow. A stream makes a river, the river flows to sea, but there is no reason for you loving me. There's no reason for you loving me the way you do. In a world where the causes of love are so few, you come to me with your arms open wide and stand there and tell me, girl, that I almost all of my life. I wouldn't stay with you much more than just one night. Love would just run out like tide to the sea, 'cause there is no reason for you.